Hey there, and welcome to a new episode of Trader Talks. And we're here, as you probably guessed, to talk about trading. Shocking, right? We're going to share insights, use technical analysis and value specific assets and analyze how they react to recent market events. My name is Sam North, market analyst at eToro, and I'm ready to talk trade. Please remember that this podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes. Stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. So, are you ready? Let's go. Hello, everyone. Welcome back for another episode of Trader Talks. And we're focusing on Intel, who had their quarter one report last night. Shares are down a little bit. So we'll have a look at the chart and we'll discuss reasons why very shortly. But please do let me know in the chat what you think about this stock. Please do remember the presentation is for educational purposes only and should be taken or should not be taken as investment advice, personal recommendation, or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. Please do remember to like, share, subscribe. And as I said, let me know your thoughts on Intel. Their shares are down just about 6-7% at time of recording after their report, roughly trading around $32. They gave a weak forecast for the current quarter, but EPS was higher than expected, albeit revenue a little bit lower, although a 9% year-over-year increase. The Intel CEO did go on to say, we are one of two, maybe three companies in the world that continue to enable next generation chip technologies, which of course, you know, just puts them in a good position going forwards, you would imagine. However, let's have a look at the chart to see what that story tells. And as I said, we're trading around $32. So this is a weekly chart. And the most important thing to say then about that area where we're trading right now is historically, it's a very key level, isn't it? Resistance all through sort of 2022, a little bit of 2023, and then support once we broke through that. So for the bulls out there, and I still imagine there, you know, quite a few of those, that's an area, at least in the short term, that you would want to see defended. That's an area where you could say, okay, if I'm going to buy a dip along with a technical area of support, it might well be that point. Now, December's high to that level is actually a 38% move to the downside. So, you know, it would be a decent recovery for us to get back to that point. I mean, if we go from where we're trading now up to that December high, that would be a 63% gain. Now, if, and again, I'm not saying this is absolutely going to happen, but if it was to go from, you know, $32, $31 back to the all-time high, it would be 118% recovery or return on investment for those people that maybe would look to get long around that area. Let's have a look at some other key points because, you know, if $31 does break, then suddenly you are looking down to the February 2023 and the September 2022 low, which is also the low that we saw in August 2015. That wouldn't be good. So it puts a lot of importance on this area that I've highlighted in the rectangle to hold a support. If, and we'll look at the daily chart here just to show you the importance of that level, but if things do, you know, start to recover, we do push higher, maybe it is from our rectangled area. If we can get back above $38, that would be a pretty big win. And then you are looking at what happens at 42 to the next level at, say, 46. And then suddenly you are back at December's high. So it's going to be one, I think, that both the bulls and the bears are going to be watching closely to see how we finish the week, but also how we interact with $31. The last time we traded there, you can see we did go up 60%. The previous time before that, before we had any meaningful dip, we went up 25%. So the market cares about this area. I wouldn't, if I was a bull, want to see price below there. However, let's have a quick look at the moving averages just to finish up. We're below the 50, we're below the 100, we're below the 200-day moving average. So not ideal by any stretch of the imagination, but you can see what might happen if we find a bit of support and we get back above all of that as well. So at the moment, bears are in control, $32, $31, the next key level to watch. Let me know your thoughts and I'll speak to you all the next time on Trader Talks. You have been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, use eToro.com. This podcast is for information and education purposes only and should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements to promote independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.